conflict in the workplace.
I said, why would you pull my chair like that? And she said, sorry, I was just playing.
I don't horseplay at work. I don't do any of that.
But
you had trouble with other employees as well.
Correct.
Was she a constant target?
Other employees were touching, patting, rubbing.
How many other people in the company inappropriately touched you?
A total of 8.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Renee Patton is suing former co-worker Crystal Gauze for medical bills and damages from an assault in the workplace. Renee says Crystal injured her back when she played a practical joke on her.
Order, all rise.
Yeah, that's case number 469 on the calendar in the matter of Patton versus Gauze.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Miss Patton, how old are you?
46.
You were working at a place with Miss Gauze up until several years ago. What's been the name of that company?
Omnicare Pharmacy.
And how long had you worked for them?
4 years.
Before working there, who did you work for?
Impact Products.
How long did you work there?
Maybe about a year and a half, maybe.
Prior to that job, what did you do?
I was in school, homemaker.
You were in school and
mm-hmm.
a homemaker?
Mm-hmm.
You have family?
Yes.
Tell me about your family.
2 children.
How were you supporting yourself? You and your children?
My husband. I was married.
Are you still married?
No.
When were you divorced?
2004.
So in the last 10 years since your divorce, you've worked for, according to you, about 5.5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And prior to my divorce, I worked at the post office for 10 years.
What happened to that job? It's usually a job where people stay.
Well, no, we were in assignment, so I was a casual employee and not a full-time employee.
So you weren't working for the post office, you were
right.
working for an agency part-time.
Well, no, it was through the post office, it wasn't through an agency.
Explain that
They do terms and expirations where you might work 6 months on, 6 months off.
Well, did you work 6 months on, 6 months off?
Yes.
Okay. This is what this case is about. Some 2 years ago, it is your claim that the defendant, for no reason whatsoever, pulled sort of a, what you might call a prank. She wasn't angry with you, you weren't angry with her. It was that she did something with your chair
mm-hmm.
and injured you in the workplace. You've been up and down the ladder mm-hmm. of lawsuits and appeals, and you've gone, I would assume,
mm-hmm.
sought disability?
No.
Sought workman's compensation?
Correct.
Sued the company?
In process, waiting on a letter.
What does that mean?
A right to sue letter.
You have a lawyer?
Not as of yet, no. I can't get a lawyer until they mail me the letter. So they mailed me part of it, so I'm waiting on the final letter.
So you want to sue the company?
Mm-hmm.
FMLA, what do those letters stand for?
Family medical leave.
And you had to take unpaid leave from work because of that, unpaid. You say that human resources were uncooperative with you in the company,
mm-hmm.
that you've been unable to work since this incident, and you want the defendant personally to be responsible for the injuries that you claim she caused you.
Correct.
This happened November 8th, 2012?
Correct.
I'd like you to tell me what happened.
On November 8th, 2012, I was sitting in my assigned seat, working, looking at my computer monitor, and all of a sudden, I feel a swift movement. My chair was grabbed and let go, and the chair slammed me in my back.
I would like you to try to show me how that happened, because I'm not picturing it. Is that the kind of a chair you were sitting in?
No, it's a chair that has like you have three sides on the chair where it reclines back. It'll move forward. It moves in three different positions. It was a three-positional chair.
So that you could move back this way or this way or this way. And somebody pulled on your chair in the back?
Correct.
Pulled it out and then let it go?
And let it go, and it slammed
okay.
me in my back.
And you were sitting in the chair?
Correct.
Keep going.
And after the chair slammed me in my back, I turned around, and Crystal Gauze was behind me, and another employee, Danielle Jacques, was laughing, and I asked Crystal, I said, why would you do that? I said, I don't play with you like that. Why would you pull my chair like that? And she said, sorry, I was just playing.
And?
And my back was out of alignment, as a result of her pulling the chair.
You have medical records from a doctor to support that? What happened with the chair caused your back to go out?
Well, I have my doctor's report that says my back was out of alignment. I was not in any pain prior to Crystal pulling my chair. I've never had any complaints of a back injury in the prior 2 years before Crystal pulled the chair. And when she pulled the chair on approximately the 8th, by the 28th, you would think that my back was getting better, but it was actually getting worse. It felt like a truck was actually on my back. I just felt so much pressure on my back. And so my doctor had me bend over and do a series of tests, and she could see that my back was out of alignment.
You can't tell me what your doctor could see unless you have your doctor here.
Okay.
When did you see a lawyer for the first time?
I don't have an exact date.
Let's try to remember.
It becomes important. I would say somewhere around March of 2013, maybe. 2012, 2013. I want you to make sure.
Otherwise, you have several problems, and I'm going to listen to what she has to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear to me that based upon what you tell me, that you plan on suing the company that you're working for because this happened within the purview of the work environment, according to you, that you're going to do this trial, you think twice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to demand the same kind of proof that they would demand, since this happened 2 years ago,
correct,
that they demand in a civil proceeding against the company,
correct,
which is all your medical records, both before and afterwards, a doctor who examined you, and so far you don't have any of this, but minimally, I would like to know when, for the first time, you saw a lawyer. And if you don't know that, and that would be a critical thing for you to know. I mean, you remember who was standing behind her when she hit your chair. You remember being pulled back and pushed. That you remember. You remember a whole lot of things. And you remember taking a lie detector test, passing or failing.
Passing.
And leaving the company. All those things you remember. I want to know in what month and year the first time you saw a lawyer and who that lawyer was.
The lawyer was Thomas.
Is that lawyer still your lawyer?
No, he's not my lawyer.
Now let's go to the month when you first saw the lawyer. Take a minute, figure it out.
I'm going to say it was well after this incident because a series of incidents had occurred after even Crystal pulling the chair. So it was...
What kind of series of incidents?
Other employees who were touching, patting, rubbing, touching, all which was against the company's policies.
So you had trouble with other employees as well?
Correct.
And you went to human resources in the company?
Correct.
Was it after you went to Human Resources or before you went to Human Resources that you spoke to Mr.?
I would say after.
Okay. I'm not going to go much further with you, Ms. Patton, because I understand what you're looking for here. Probably not going to be successful here. I think you're probably going to have a lawsuit that involves both the company that you plan on suing and the defendant here as joint co-defendants. Maybe. You want to tell me what happened on November 8th, 2012?
Yes, ma'am. Actually, the way that she had actually said it, it did not happen that way.
Don't tell me what it didn't. I want you to tell me what happened on November 8th, 2012. Right. Clearly something happened with you and the plaintiff. Just tell me what it was.
All right. We work in an apartment. We have two different rows. She works on this row, and I work on this row. I'm coming through the aisle. The aisle does not have that much room at all. When you're going through the aisle, even if somebody, the way our chairs are...
Just listen to me. Just tell me what you did.
And what happened was that I went by her chair, and I just tapped her on the shoulder. If I can show you, can I please show you what I did?
No, just tell me.
Okay. And I just tapped her on the shoulder.
Why?
And I was just... Because she looked like she was having a sad day. That's the kind of person I am. I don't horseplay at work. I don't do any of that.
So you tapped her on the shoulder?
Yes.
And what happened when you tapped her on the shoulder?
After I tapped her on the shoulder, I realized that she had her headphones on, and she looked at me kind of like this. And I said, oh, okay. I didn't hear anything else about it until 3 weeks later. It was.
What happened 3 weeks later?
3 weeks later, I get a letter from in the email from HR telling me that I need to be seen with them, that there's been something that's happened. And then that's when they proceed to tell me what was going on, that she said I slapped the back of her chair and all that. I did not do that.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
How many other people in the company inappropriately touched you?
A total of 8.
And when you say inappropriately touched you, excuse me, Bird, get ready, I'm going to do it. You mean like that?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Renee Patton says former co-worker Crystal Gause owes for medical bills and damages from an assault in the workplace. Crystal is countersuing for harassment.
All right. At that time, do you know, Ms. Gause, how many other people Ms. Patton complained about for inappropriately touching her in the workplace?
I knew about 3 other people.
How many other people did you complain about inappropriately touching you in the workplace?
Actually, what Crystal Gause is talking about is a second incident. The incident she's referring to, in which she tapped me on my shoulder, that was in June of 2013. When Crystal pulled the back of my chair, it was in November of 2012. And I was told that it was never going to happen again. I accepted that. And then come June, here's Crystal slapping me on my shoulder.
Just a second. All right, now let me understand this, Ms. Patton. The incident happened in November.
Correct.
According to you, you were in excruciating pain until November 28th, but you stayed at work. And you stayed at work, and you complained about that incident with the chair, and you were told by human resources at the company, after she spoke to both of you, according to you just now, that it would never happen again.
Correct.
So you stayed working at the company. November, December, January, February, March, April, May, and June for 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then 8 months later, according to you, the defendant walked by you and tapped you on the shoulder, even though you were told that she would never touch you again.
No, she didn't tap me on my shoulder. What she did was backhanded me on my shoulder.
She backhanded you on your... Just a minute. She backhanded you.
Correct.
On the shoulder as she was walking past. Just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you do then?
I waited, and then I sent Crystal an email. And I asked Crystal if she could not put her hands on me ever again. I said, we are in a professional...
That's June. So first this incident happened November 2012. 8 months later, she backhanded you. You sent her an email, don't put your hands on me again.
Correct.
At that point, between November and June, how many other people in the company inappropriately touched you?
A total of 8.
And when you say inappropriately touched you, excuse me, Bird, get ready, I'm going to do it. You mean like that?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
You deprived him of his property. You took control over it. It's your car. Get rid of it.
He said he didn't want it. He told the pastor that...
Don't tell me what he... Listen to me. You can't tell me what he told the pastor. That's hearsay.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Renee Patton says former co-worker Crystal Gause owes for medical bills and damages from an assault in the workplace. Crystal is countersuing for harassment.
Keep going.
Rubbing, touching, just inappropriate behavior.
Okay. I think
rubbing my back, rubbing my arm.
I think what you have to do, Ms. Patton, is I think that if you feel as if you've been aggrieved and you've been aggrieved by a company, I think that you should see if you can find yet another lawyer who will take your case, because what happened to Thomas? He left.
No, it wasn't that he left. I was constructively discharged because
he left you as a lawyer. He doesn't represent you anymore.
Well, no, he didn't leave. I was in the middle of paying him fees. I was constructively pretty much discharged because the hitting, the slapping,
so
the touching would not stop.
He chose not to keep you on as a client if you were going to sue the company.
Well, at the point that I couldn't stay at my job, I couldn't pay him.
When did you leave your job?
Him. August 5th.
Almost a year after this chair incident.
Correct, and other incidents that had went on.
Goodbye, Ms. Patton. Case is dismissed. That's all.
Oh, he's excused me. Step out.
Why didn't I get the police involved? I didn't know that I needed to. I reported it who I needed to report it to, which was HR.
She called the police on other people. She didn't call the police on me. So why would you try to bring me to court?
My back was not aligned from her pulling the chair.
If I just tap you like this and being friendly, I'm sorry if being friendly was harming you.
I would just continue to do what I need to do.
She's trying to get something from somewhere.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter, Worrell versus Worrell. Step forward, please.
Dale and Isabel Worrell are suing their son, Pascal Worrell, for defaulting on a car loan that was in their name.
Mr. and Mrs. Worrell, this is your son. He's 20. This is what your case is about. Not too long ago, he wanted a car. You thought he should have a car for whatever reason. And you co-signed for a car for him because, of course, at his age, he could not have secured a loan in his own name. Who was the primary on the loan?
I was, ma'am.
And the car was titled in whose name?
Pascal's and mine.
Both of yours?
Yes, ma'am.
And the loan was for approximately $12,000. Well, a little less than $12,000 because, Pascal, look at me, you put down the down payment. Is that right?
That's correct.
How much?
$4,000.
And where did you get that money from?
It had been saved up in my bank account, my savings account.
From what?
Various birthdays, Christmas.
Got it. Well, then, according to you, you didn't like your son's comings and goings. And you sent him to live in the pastor's house of your church.
Yes, his behavior was
bad. He wasn't happy about that, but your house, your rules. At about the same time, you told him that you wanted the car back. Because had you missed any payments, Pascal?
No, ma'am, not that I was aware of.
Well, you would know whether you made payments. You were supposed to make payments on the car?
My dad had full control of my bank account. As a result, he was making the payments through my bank. So whatever payments were made, he was aware of. I was not.
Okay. Were you working?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Were your checks going into the bank?
No, ma'am. I was giving my checks to my dad to deposit into my bank account.
When you went to live with the pastor, in what month was that?
That was in the month of August.
August of 2013?
2012, I think.
It's 2012.
2012.
And it wasn't August, ma'am. It was earlier.
When?
It was around June of of that year.
Well, you say June. He says August. Could have been July.
Perhaps.
Well, perhaps.
And there was no requirement for any of those payments to be made, and there was no payments made from his account.
Just a second.
Yes, ma'am.
When he went to live with the pastor.
Yes, ma'am.
He took the car with him.
No, ma'am. He did not take the car. The car remained at our home.
Did he get the car?
When he was at the pastor's house, he had the pastor call and tell us that he didn't want to speak with us.
No, listen to me. They're just...
Yes, ma'am.
Pascal, when you were living at the pastor's house for that short time in the summer...
Yes.
Did you have the car with you?
No, ma'am. I did not.
You did not?
No.
Is that correct?
That's correct, ma'am.
So you had the car?
The car remained at our home.
That's an easy...
Yes.
At some point, because that's a little different story than you're telling in your complaint. At some point, according to you, you gave your son $3,500, which was part of the money that he put down on the car. And then you sold the car at some point, and there
traded
was a
the
deficiency
car.
In the loan, and you want him to pay the rest.
That's correct, ma'am.
That's not happening.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Now, you deprived him of his property. You took control over it. It's your car. Get rid of it.
He said he didn't want it. He told the pastor that
Listen to me. You can't tell me what he told the pastor. That's hearsay. There were all kinds of ways to handle this situation.
Mm-hmm.
How long had you had the car, Pascal, before you went to live with the pastor?
A few months.
So if you had sold the car at that point, at most you would have had a several $1,000 deficit, which you already gave to him. If you gave him $3,500. Now you gave him $3,500, you want him to pay you almost $5,000. That's not happening. How long did you have the car in your possession when he wasn't living at home before you sold it? That's easy. You must have all those records there. How many months?
Approximately a year.
A year? Goodbye, Mr. Worrell. You're ridiculous. That's all.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. Their combat was mutual.
She's flailing all over the place. She's trying to slap me, pinch me, bite me.
He was putting his hands on me.
Well, of course he put his hands on you, dear. You put your hands on each other.
Judge Judy.
I'm not agreeing with it, but that's what it is.
I didn't owe them any money for a car that they later on sold at a much farther off date and lost money on.
His behavior became really bad, and we put him at the pastor's house for just a month so he could cool off, but it turned into this.
They didn't like my activities, and the funny thing is none of my activities involved drugs or anything else. I simply liked video games, and they didn't like that fact.
I hope there can be some reconciliation and some family togetherness, which should have been in the first place.
Personally, I'm going to keep my distance, now a safe distance, now that I know that they are willing to bring their own son to court, and I'm going to sustain that distance for as long as I see prudent.